Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is your host, Raheem. Welcome to another hour of, this is kind of like straight talk. We want you to know what's going on. We want you to know why you're in trouble and what really the problem with us as a community, as a people, as a family. It seems complicated, but it's really kind of simple, you know. The topic for today is religion true or false? But as we normally start off our show, we start with love. And once a month, I go through the full talk about love because love is so important. And that's one of the main reasons why we're kind of slowed off a little bit, because nobody really actually taught us what love actually is. If you talk to 9 out of 10 people, ask them what love is, each one of them will give you a different answer. Because the 1%, they're the ones that's running things, do not want you to know what love is. Because if you figure out what love is, we wouldn't fight each other, the families wouldn't be thrown off like we are, and we would be closer-knit people all around the board, you know? Now, there's one thing I want to clear up, that we get different answers to and different things about, is that the emotions and where these different emotions come from. Listen very carefully, because this is very important. There is only one emotion, but that one emotion is triggered by different acts committed on you. Now, some people take those acts and call each one of these acts a different type of love, a different type of hate, but it's all the same emotion. So if someone does something good to you, you're going to have a pretty good response about it. If someone does something bad to you, you're going to have a pretty bad response about it. But it's this emotion, the emotional content that comes out when you when something is done to you is described by the way you feel based on what they have done. Okay. Now, the wicked love complication. If things are complicated, the wicked get over like a fat rat because nobody really can figure out what's going on, and that's how they like it. When you go to school and learn mathematics, algebra, and all the different things that you learn in school, they make it so complicated that a lot of children just say, man, I don't even want to be bothered with this, you know, because there's a simple solution to everything that they're giving you, but they can't make money off simplicity. If it's real easy, you pick it up in a few minutes. Why you got to pay down $100,000 to sit in school for four or five years to learn something that you can pick up in about 8 months? And most of the stuff that they're teaching in these schools, you can get in about 7 to 8 months the whole course. And stuff is not that hard out there, but they make it complicated to make money to get paid. And this is how they like saying, this is why they have the teachings of love so thrown off and so complicated. They can make money off of it. They get paid off of it. They keep you confused. And if they can keep you confused and divided, oh, man, it's a payday for them all day long. Now, we're going to go into love just a little bit, okay? Now, based on the way we have been taught about love, okay, when Jesus talked about love, he sounds like a crazy man. And because of the way we taught, way we were taught about love, love your neighbor, love those spice with you, turn your other cheek. What is wrong with this guy, you know? It seems like something's wrong with him, but he's giving you keys about love. And for more keys on love, you go to Matthew 5:38-44. And if you think in terms of love as the act that make others feel good, and think about the way Yahshua ben Bedell, whom you call Jesus, is describing this love, it will begin to make sense. But other than that, it makes absolutely no sense what he's talking about, the way he's talking about love. Now, the heart has a neural net. This net actually communicates with the brain. I don't know if most people know that because they're not teaching this kind of stuff in churches and schools and places where you need to get it. And I'm not actually teaching it because you already know it. I'm just reminding you basically of what you already know. And as I drop these messages, you'll begin to, your DNA will begin to open up, and you'll begin to know more because all the information in the universe is locked in your DNA. So can't nobody really teach you, but they can actually tell you things to open up your DNA so that you will begin to access this information because you are an amazing, amazing person. You know, when you look in that mirror, man, you should have a Kool-Aid smile on your face because you are absolutely amazing, okay? Now, excuse me. The heart gives off a hormone. And this hormone triggers a feeling inside of you to make you feel good about a person or bad about a person, especially if they have done something to you. And this hormone is released every time you see this person. This hormone is released. And if they have done good things to you, then this hormone will trigger a memory or trigger a feeling or make you feel good about a person. And sometimes, because we're actually all connected, can just meet a person that you've met for the first time and just something about this person I don't like. You have actually experienced this person in one of your other lives, Okay, I don't really talk about that too much because it's pretty much out there, but we want to get into that as time goes on. How to cross over, how to talk to people on the other side. They're there. I communicate with them. They're there. And as the show continues week to week, I will begin to explain to you how I communicate with the other side, how you can communicate with the other side. When your loved ones are gone, you can actually talk to them if you want to, okay? Now, back to the hormone, and the heart actually has a memory. It literally remembers things. You know, you think, well, oh, my brain or whatever, but your heart has a memory all of its own. That's why the Egyptians talk about the heart so much, heart being light as a feather. Have you done anything to commit a crime? Have you done this? When you get into the pieces of my eye, because they know how important the heart was, the heart is, and how much communication and talk that was done about the heart, because the heart is very important. We don't talk about the heart as a memory, as an entity that can remember and communicate the brain. We don't talk about the heart like that because they don't want you to know this kind of information, because it will help you understand each other and stop being so harsh and rude to one another. You know, if you go through your entire day, right, practice every act that you do during the day, make somebody else feel good. You have to practice this, because this is something that you're not used to. You know, you're not used to acting out of love. You're acting out of a thought process that has nothing to do with love whatsoever. You know, this is how they want it. This is how they want you to deal with each other. And your children, if you teach your children, you know, well, I shouldn't use the word teach. I don't like to use the word teach. But if you your actions towards your children are like this, your children will respond in kind. And the neural net the children have in their heart will remember all of these things. And your children will begin to respond to you in such a way that you won't even believe. It will actually blow your mind. When the children get to certain ages, they seem to be act out, they seem to rebel. It's because you have not been showing them examples of what actually love is, so that you can get into a flow. Remember when you first met the person that you're in love with, and what you did, and how you was doing everything to make them feel good, taking them out, you was cooking for your man, you was taking out the dinner, you buying them little gifts and stuff, you doing all this stuff, you know. Then you get together, you start having sex, leaving each other, you move in, then you have a shoe drop. Who in the world is this guy? You have to ask yourself, who is this female? Where in the world did this person come from? This ain't the person I met. Well, maybe if I worked with them long enough, things would change, you know. It's just that they didn't understand that all those acts that they were committing in the beginning, that was the love. And that's what you have to keep going, you know. If you were buying them gifts and taking them out and doing little things, you got to keep it going for the whole duration of the marriage or whenever you get together. If you're cooking for your man, taking little things and doing little things for your man, then you got to keep that going, because that's actually the love. And the minute you change that, then you get into this this weird mentality where you're mine. You do what I say. I'm the head of the house, and I'm this, and I'm that. Well, you can't talk to me. You know, it just gets weird, because you start acting out of love. All of us have been in relationships where you've been in relationships after about 6-7 months. You say, wait a minute, this ain't the same person I met 6 months ago. Where did that guy go? You're working to try to get that person back. The person is there all along, but the person just don't know what they're doing. They just don't understand, because this culture doesn't teach us love and how to love the way we're supposed to do it, okay? Now, you have to practice love the right way. It's a learning experience, all right? You really have to learn how to do this. And once again, all the people that are chiming in, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. It's nice to see the board light up like this. Thank you so much. now, Now we're going to go into the topic that's at hand. I normally, about once a month, I spend this kind of time talking about love because it's so important. And this is what's missing in our communities. We don't know how to love each other. Now think about this. Most of you live in a neighborhood. You don't even know who's in the whole block. You don't even know that your neighbor's up and down the street. You don't spend no time with them. You don't talk to them. You don't know, 20s or half of them don't even, half of you don't even know who's in the block. We got some people who live three or four doors from you. You don't even know who they are, you know? You have no reason to interact with them, you know? But you should create a reason. Make up a reason to go knock on the door. How you doing? I just stopped by just to introduce myself or say this or say that. And as you see them, begin acting out of love every time you see them. And they will definitely begin to respond to it. And once you do it as an individual, do it to your family, we do it as a community, and before you know it, you know, we have become a village. That's right. That's how villages are formed. Villages are formed through love, through the acts of love, kindness, generosity. This is how, this is what makes a village strong. This is what makes us strong as a group, makes us strong as a people, okay? Now, on to the topic. Is religion true or false? Oh, my goodness. We have been in and out of this topic for a long time. Now, Jesus gives us ciphers. I like to take one cipher a week and give it back to you in a manner the way Jesus intended actually for us to get the message, in a manner that will open up our DNA. Remember, Jesus told us, go home, pray in the closet, don't be praying in the public. Why would he say something like that? Why would he denounce public prayer when everybody's praying long prayers? He said they pray long so to be seen making prayers, and they want to be called teacher and all these kind of things. But they're not really giving you what you need to have. You know, he's telling you stay away from people like that. Why? And all of the groups that we go into, this is what they're doing. The prayers are getting longer and longer, and we have more and more public prayer and public vigils and all this kind of stuff. But this is not what Jesus taught. Why did he teach this way? Very interesting question. When you're born, you're supposed to have a realignment with source energy, with your, as you might call, creator. We don't think we're created, we're extensions of sorts. You're supposed to have a realignment spiritually so that you can understand the illusionary matrix that you're raised up in. From birth to 12, this is what you're supposed to be going through. It's an individual journey. I'm going to say that again because I know you didn't hear that. Religion is an individual journey between you and the uncaused cause. I'm going to go there because we have so many different groups, so many different deities, so many people that we call on, okay? And you can call on any ancestor, whether it be Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, their ancestors. They're there. You can call on them. They will help you. Your family will help you, your mom and papa, grandpapa, whoever. You know, whoever you want to call on, they will help you, okay? I'm not saying don't call on anybody because they will help you if you need the help, okay? But what I am saying is that religion is a realignment between the age when you're born to the age of 12. That's very important because they said, well, with 12, I have the bar mitzvah and all that. They understood certain things that you do not. You're supposed to be realigning spiritually with source until and what's going on. You're able to manipulate the matrix so that you can actually perform some of the things that Jesus performed. He told you you could. I mean, if you believe what he said, he said you could. He that eateth of me will become a son indeed. And greater works than I did will you do. He's saying you can do greater things than he did. I mean, if you believe in what he's saying, he's telling you these things, okay? Now, the 1% don't want you to get into this type of teaching, this type of, I keep using the word teaching, program, subliminal. See what I'm saying? But the 1% don't want you to get into this type of thought process because this will begin to free your mind. once your mind starts to become free, they begin to lose the mental battle that they're waging against you. This is the mental warfare. They spend billions of dollars on cartoons and commercials and movies and stories and everything to keep you in a certain thought process, or they can manipulate and control what you do. Controls things, the top don't control nothing. The bottom controls things. That's why they're spending so much money. The bottom controls the top. If they lose control over the bottom, they lose everything. Imagine nobody goes to McDonald's all of a sudden. What's going to happen to Mickey D's? Mickey D's going to have to close down. Nobody goes to Walmart. What happens to Walmart? Walmart has to close down. You are controlling the rich, not the other way around. The rich don't control you. You control the rich, but they want to make sure that you don't figure this out, because now you take your money and say, wait a minute, it costs me a couple more dollars, but I'm not going downtown today. I'm going to spend my money in the neighborhood so that the money can stay in the neighborhood to help the neighborhood that I'm in. You understand what I'm saying? But we don't think like that, because the thought process that they want us under, the illusion that they want us to have, is that they're in control. I need name brand this and name brand that. No, you don't. You know, you don't need name brand anything, because when you go, the next time you go buy one of these $25 pairs, look at where it was made at. They're made in Taiwan. They're made in Indonesia. The sneaks only cost them $20 to make, and they put their name on it and charge you $200 for a pair of sneaks that only cost $20 to make, because you're under a hypnotic spell. See? How do they get you under the spell? Now, that's a good question. They get you under the spell by repetition. Repetition and control over how much you make. That's why the educational system itself, the way it is, they control how much you make so that they can create a class system. Once they create a class system, they can manipulate the population to do whatever they want to do. Now, the government guarantees workers to these entrepreneurs. Somebody got to work at McDonald's. Somebody got to work at Geno's. Somebody got to work at these places for $10 an hour, you know? Now, I know if you went to work, you would love to make $50 an hour, okay? But if you did that, who would work at the places for $10, $15 an hour? They guarantee these workers by the educational system, and creating this class system, it sets all that up, okay? Now, what does this have to do with the topic that we're talking about? It's the mind manipulative action control that they have you under. Ask anybody, 9 out of 10 people, what is religion? They won't say anything about the individual journey to source or the uncaused cause. I say the uncaused cause because the uncaused cause, that's what caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist, if you go back far enough, all right? Now, we can claim any deity that we want, but if you go back far enough, okay, you come to the uncaused cause, as far back as you can go. Something was here and brought all this into existence, okay? Now, you can claim whatever you want it to be, you know, because in reality, you were there in the beginning. Now, wait a minute, man, I'm only 20 years old. I'm only 40 years old. I'm only 70 years old. I just turned 80. How could I be back there millions of years ago, you know? You are, all right? I'm going to tell you who you are, okay? You are conscious energy formed in flesh. That's who you are. You're not related to a landmass. You're not related to a continent. You're not related to an ocean. We tie ourselves to all these things that we are greater than. You're greater than the continent of Africa, greater than the continent of Europe. You're greater than the continent of America. You're greater than this planet. You're a conscious energy formed in flesh, which makes you a god. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. I know I ain't no god. I can barely feed myself, man. You talking about some god? This guy talk. You got to be out of your mind. No. All of the books tell you this. See, it's a thought process. That's what understanding that you are a goddess of thought process, because that changes your responsibility. If you are a god, you're responsible for every man, woman, and child on the planet, every animal, every insect, okay? You're responsible for everything. Now, how many times a day do you sit back and think, well, there's 6 billion people on the planet. What do I have to do at this point to feed this many people? We talk about my son a lot of time, but they're feeding millions of people. We can't even see ourselves. It's the difference in thought process. My son told thinking. They're thinking like God. So once you start thinking like a God, right, now you need an army. Now you need Navy. Now you need airplanes and jets. And now you need satellites to protect the people that you're responsible for. Who are you responsible for? Everybody. If you come up with a plan to feed 6 billion people, don't you think you'd be able to feed yourself? Come on, it's just common sense. But if you're sitting home trying to figure out how to go to the grocery store to buy food that somebody else is putting on your table, what happens when they get tired of feeding you? You're going to be in trouble. So they want you to stay away from individual journey that take you into your power base. What is your power base? Source. Energy is your power base. Jesus called Father. He said, my Father is greater than I. He does the work. Now, wait a minute. I got to think about that for a minute. Now, how can his Father who lives in heaven do the work for me? That's something to think about. See, this is what he said. These are ciphers that he's given for you. You have to think about these things. You can't just pass them by, you know. You really have to concentrate. You have to focus on what they're trying to tell you. See, because the wicked, they want you to have a sense of hopelessness, a sense of you're not in control. You might ask yourself, if I had made this choice or that choice, would things have been different? Yes, they would have, you know. I mean, it's hard to deal with this, you know. But, yeah, things would have been different, you know. We lose people along the way based on the choices that we make. But here's where your thought process should be. The person that you lost, right, they chose you to be a part of their life. And the time that you spent with them is the most wonderful time in the world. That's what you should hold on to. Never let it go. I like to remember every little minute of the people that have made the transition. Every little minute, every little time is so important. I don't want to let none of it go. I sit back sometimes and just think about all of the little things and the little joy that they gave me, and I feel so blessed to have known that person even for the short time that they were here. It's absolutely amazing when you deal with life like that, because that person never leaves. The person is always with you 24 hours a day, and it's a wonderful thing, you know? It's just amazing, okay? I mean, it's hard to deal with the choices that we're making, but you have to make them. I don't know how many of you have been in the military, but when you send your men out on the battlefield, some of them don't come back. But you have to make the decision. It's very important that you make the decision. So right now, you have decisions to make. Are you going to be this person that's waiting for somebody to put food on their table? Or are you going to begin figuring out how to put the food on your own table? Because trust me, one day, these guys are going to shut down. That's why I mentioned Venezuela last week. Okay, the people fighting and starving over food to eat, the cats and dogs, you know, because the 1% shut down the food supply. They're in control of the food supply. If they close the super, now Pathmark, one of the biggest food chains on the planet, they've been around for 30 years. People have worked and retired at Pathmark. Pathmark closed down, gone. Other supermarket chains are gone. If you notice, in certain areas, 7-Elevens are beginning to close too. Yes, they are. You have to get back on that individual journey towards your power base so that you as an individual can become strong. A chain is only as strong as its link is weak. As a group, we only are strong as that individual that are sleeping on the street, and that person do not have to be out there. That person is there because of the choices that they made, and they making those choices based on the thought process that they're living under. You have to change your thought process so that you can become the person that you're supposed to be. Okay? Now, number one, they don't know who they are and what power they possess. If they really understood the power they possess, nowhere in the world, they would live on the street now for 10 seconds unless that's just something that they wanted to do. Now, some of us, you know, we get a little weird sometimes because every summer I used to park my car, go downtown, sleep with the homeless over the weekend just to see what it feels like, what they're doing, what's going on out there, you know. And it's a strange situation. Try it sometime. Go down there for a weekend and live with the homeless people out there. Sleep on the street, sleep under the doorways, you know, and just see what it is. See what it feels like. I even tried to give money. It looked at me like I was crazy. He wouldn't take it, man. And they said, this guy out here with me, why he got money to give to me? I mean, if they understand their thinking, they wouldn't take it. You understand what I'm saying? They're sleeping on the grate. Now, the grates are kind of warm, a little misty in the wintertime. But try it sometime. Feel what your brothers and sisters are going through out there. And you will begin to come up with ways to help them. I mean, because all the information and knowledge of the planet is actually in you. Uh-oh, I don't want too far. I start talking too much here. And I need to open up these mics in case somebody has something to say. But right now, what I like to do is, well, one thing I want to say, too, before I go into that. Let's go into the commercial. There's so much. The message is so strong and so profound that I really enjoy giving it, and I'm just so glad that there's so many of you on the line that are actually listening and are participating in what's going on, you know. this is the Elohim Radio Hour. I'm here every Sunday, and the call-in number is 646-564-9888. Now, if you want to communicate, I'm going to open up the mics. So you just press 1. And if you want to give a shout out or talk to anybody, you can do that. We don't mention your name unless you want us to. We just give the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then we'll do that. Now, it might take me a minute to get you because there's so many people. The board only holds, the board only shows so many numbers, so I have to scroll. I'm having to scroll them down, up and down the board to see if anybody's had their hand up, you know. Also, I have a CD on the market called Jesus is Coming, 911 Jesus Emergency. You can purchase the CD at CDBaby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. You can pick up the CD. Also, if you want to listen to it and just check it out, you can go on YouTube. And go on YouTube search engine and put in Elohim Christ. And all the songs that I have will come up, and you can listen to them and check them out like that, okay? Now we ask ourselves, Jesus coming, where is he coming back from? We think he's coming back same way he came back first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be careful of what you're dumping and how you're eating when you're out there in the little ones, because you don't know who you're bringing into the world and what you're bringing into the world, whom you're bringing into the world, might be just the one to save us all, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, information on that CD or book. Call TCCA at 215-294-0223 from 9 to 5. And also, the Will I Am show comes on right after mine every Sunday at 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central. His calling number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number is 726-4767-POUND, okay? Now, from what I understand, he's going to be talking today about trust and the straw man and how to really get yourself organized and dealing with this governmental structure, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, The Rocks Cry Out. I like his book because he actually understands history, and he fills in the missing pieces. For instance, I used to wonder about the name America, but this was called the Americas before the European came here, and there was a global empire in place with global what they got going on right now with the sports, with the Olympics. We had Olympics prior to the European coming to this continent. I'm just saying, you know, so it'd be a good book to get and find out some things that you really don't know, some things that you need to know. Also, we have Legacy of the Nation that comes on every Saturday, hosted by Mac and Son. They comes on at 6 o'clock Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The calling number for that show is 347-677-1533. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, at Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The calling number is 347-215-8040. And you can also get on our website, NikkiLoveWunam.com, W-N-O-M, Wunam. Okay, we also have the Broadcast Merchants Division 178 at 53rd and July in Philadelphia. And boy, do we need our own nurses. These doctors are driving me crazy, I'm telling you, you know. They're headed by Basima Muhammad. The calling number is 215-796-0366. And we have RBT Industries 1920 LLC. Now, they make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor made outfit or some buttons and things like that there, just call 609-638-5828 and they'll accommodate you. I would like to give a shout out also to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Baby and type in Yesterday's Child, or you can go to YouTube and catch it. Just type in Yesterday's Child and his albums will come up, okay? Now, if you want more information on Thomas Thornton, just call 267-259-4077. Also, I'd give a shout out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers. Now, they have just released a new CD album called Reflections. For more information on that album and how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-407-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and what a treat it was for me. So treat yourself. Go and check them out. I also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopath healers and doctors. Got to give these guys a shout out because they work so hard to keep us healthy. That will be Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. A lot of times they don't want to be called doctors because they don't want to credit what they've learned from the system, because a lot of stuff they learned didn't have nothing to do with the system, okay? So if you're sick and not calling one of these guys, you deserve to be sick. Now, I say that every week, but I don't think nobody really deserves to be sick. So give them a call, and don't worry. Be healthy. They will keep you healthy. They got some remedies that you wouldn't believe. Now, right now, like I said, you can press 1 and put your hand up. The mics will be open. If you have something to say or something to talk about the group or anything like that there, you can just do that. I'm sorry, I went a little over. Normally, I open up the mics halfway during the show, but it's okay, you know. Once again, I'd like to thank all those who are calling. I really appreciate you calling in. I'm scrolling up and down now to make sure I don't miss anybody that wants to have something to say. If you don't want to have anything to say, that's fine too. You can just hang in there and listen to the message and open your heart and mind so that your DNA, see, we're trying to reach your DNA, because all this information that we're giving you is already there. God can't teach God. All God can do is activate God so that you can become as great as we know you are, okay? Now, we have a hand up. Let's see, 20. We have a hand up. Let's see, 29. You're on the air. You have a comment. Yeah, 58-28. Your mic is open. You're on the air. You have a comment on the table. Okay, we're going to close. 58-28, before I close your mic.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, you go right
ahead. Still kind of low.
Yes, sir, that's what it's all about, you know. But do you have a comment or a statement or something you'd like to share?
Yeah, I just, I don't know if you're allowing that to inform the people. This is Brother Siddiqui.
How you doing?
All right, Black. How you be, Black?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you.
That's yes,
sir.
I was just calling to make an announcement for UNIACL government is having their 59th convention, UNIACL government convention in New York City, in Queens, from the 16th to the 21st. You know, there's also going to be a major election taking place there at the in Queens on the 19th. So anyone who might be still registered with the government and UNIA can come out and cast a vote for individuals to be take leadership of the government of UNIACL. Yeah. So that's one of the announcements. I know you were going into also the religion. Really don't... can't say I apply myself to any particular religion. I just go by way of life of my own. I have an understanding of the world's introduction to a way in which, you know, rightfully live. So I don't have all the answers. I haven't been on the earth that long for me to actually say I really know the best way to live. But the best righteous way that feels in my heart to live, I go by that. And just hopefully as my life goes on that, you know, whatever it is, the essence that would carry me to be the best human being that I can be will guide me into whatever righteousness is necessary for me to treat the world correctly, you know, and treat my wife, my life correctly, you know. So I know there's many things been introduced to the world, the way to live, but in reality, you know, this is the essence that just guides people and really touches your heart to let you know how to live and, you know, and what direction to go, you know. So it's based on your vibe with the essence that is here, that is in this essence of what we want to call the world. So that's you know, that's pretty much of a statement. If you want to elaborate on that more, you know, I'm here to have dialogue.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that input, and that's very profound. And we're going to move on to the next caller. The next caller is 5298. Your mic is open. Do you have a comment or something you want to say to the people that are listening on the air?
Peace, y'all, Brother Elohim. This is Brother Will I Am.
Hey, Brother.
What's going on, Brother? To understand religion, people have to understand this as well.
There's some noise on your phone. Oh, there you go. Go ahead.
Excuse me? Yeah.
Phone is making a noise.
You hearing what?
No, I think your phone is making a lot of noise.
Yeah, it's a lot of scratchiness in there. A lot of static.
I'm on my headphone set, so I don't know. Does it still make a lot of noise now?
Hello? Yeah, that's Brother Will I Am?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Brother Will's clone.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess my headphone set is tripping or whatever. No, but dealing with religion, people have to understand that religion is a business, and as a matter of fact, it's the third most profitable business on the planet globally. Religion is not tied to the infinite divine creator source, whatever you choose to call it. That religion is man made. It came from man, and it's a position to mind control man. So once everybody understands that concept, then you can understand how to use religion. Everything out here is a tool on the planet. everything is supposed to be a tool, because like Brother Elohim was telling you earlier, you have your own journey, and everything is supposed to be experienced. So everybody don't forget the concept of, they think that they are a physical being trying to have a heavenly experience, when that's a vice versa thought process, because you are a heavenly being coming down here to have a planetary experience. So that thought process, and that's by program, you know, by all the programming that they've done out here, to recognize, to position out here. So I just want to put that out there, that, you know, religion, it's all about profit and business. They're not into business. They're not into helping or solving people's problems, no more than your hospital. The same thing with the hospital. The money is in the treatment, not in the cure. If they cure, then they would have to shut down because you want that to come back. So it's all about a business. So, and to make the other of the universe is that you're supposed to go within to find God. You're supposed to go within to find your soul. You're supposed to go within to find your subconscious. That's all within. And as long as you're going out and joining organizations trying to find that God, you're going to get yourself in trouble, because that organization is not intended for you to find God. That organization is intended to mind control. And I just want to put that out there, brother.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Will. I appreciate the comments. Now, we have two pretty good comments about religion, and most of us have some very, very interesting thoughts about religion, because they've given us so many different mindsets, so many different thought processes about religion, okay? But religion is real, but it's an individual journey between you and that which brought you into existence. That's what's going on out there, you know? Now, Jesus gave you ciphers to make you wise beyond wise. But instead of listening, if somebody wants to jump in, Brother Will?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did my mic go out? Did I get cut off? Because I was just talking. I didn't know if I was being heard or what.
No, your mic was on. I just didn't. We just couldn't hear you.
That was my bad on my end.
Who's talking? Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Now, wait a minute, Brother Will. You say your mic cut off, Brother Will? Yeah, your mic cut off again. It's on your end.
I don't know where I got cut off at, but I was saying that religion, if you understand that you are you're a divine being or a heavenly being, you're coming down here to have experience on the planet. But most of us think back, we think that we are a planetary being trying to have a heavenly experience.
If there's something wrong with your phone, it's hard to hear. There's a sticky noise going on.
Religion is a business. It has nothing to do with being divine. It's the third most profitable business on the planet. It's global.
Can you hear me, Brother Will?
Be informed with
the other one. Something wrong with your phone. You're going in and out, and your phone is picking. It's hard for us to hear what you say.
Within. Your God is within. It's not going out. So when you are going out to trying to join an organization trying to find God, you need to be careful, because that's a trap. An organization is something created by man. And so that means that man has his own will. Everybody has a choice of willpower. So you have to be careful about making those decisions. An organization is built on a profit. It has nothing to do with you per se. And you have to recognize your journey. Just like Brother Elohim was talking about earlier, your journey. You have a journey. Because when you came in, you came out of the mother's womb, you were by yourself because you had a twin. And when you leave out here, everybody else that comes in on your path, they are tools that was on your path. They were meant to be on your path for a reason. But you have to recognize still this is your path. So you don't need to go out and join an organization to find that path. That path is already with you. You carry that from when you left the source. So this is what I understand of religion. Religion, to me, is a business tool, and in order to mind control, and it has nothing to do with showing people or helping people how to maintain their own individual status, because there's no one God. There's no one God out here greater than the other. Now, a God may, one God may perform greater acts than another God, but there's still no God over no God. We all have that same capability. So recognize who you are. This is the time.
Can you hear me? I'm having trouble. There's something wrong with the phone.
Wait. And I just want to put it out there, brother Elohim.
Can you hear me? Can you hear what I'm saying? Brother Will, your phone just went out. It's not on this end. There's something wrong with your phone on that end. All right, so we're going to keep moving here. I don't know. I have something wrong with your phone. You need to check your phone and find out what's wrong with it, okay? Jesus gave us ciphers to make you wise beyond wise. But instead of listening to him, you listen to the preacher, E-man, or ones who call themselves teachers, who like to hear themselves talk. When you become I am and understand that you can't teach God but only awaken the DNA that carries the information, people still want to bring you to the thought process of being a teacher, which takes you away from the I am of love in which you're trying to help people and not be over them. You ask yourself, can I be this perfect being that I'm talking about? Or check out Matthew 5:48. Jesus says you can. Be you perfect even as your Father in heaven is. Jesus thinks so much of you. How come you don't think so much of yourself? Something's wrong with the way you're being trained from childhood on. They don't want you to become this powerful, wise individual. What happens if you do that? They begin to lose control of you, okay? Why did he hide these truths from you, you know? Or better, how? Now, how did he hide these truths from you? They say that the best place to put something is in plain sight, you know? And if you put something in plain sight and people are looking all over for it, they looking around for it, but it's right in front of them all the time, but they never think to look right in front of them for this information. So they give you and everyone on the planet and Bible with the secrets in plain sight, the book with the secrets of the universe, and what do some of us do with it? We throw it in the trash. What type of mind control do they have on you to make you think that something with so much power, with all these secrets, in it, is worthless? And just think about the manipulation that went on in your mind, you know? Your ancestors dropped this information on you so that you could become powerful, so that you wouldn't make the mistakes that they made. That's what the Bible is a book to show you, look, this is what we did, and this is what happened. If you do this, this is what's going to happen to you. When they talk about picking a king or a ruler, they're going to make you run by your chariots. They're going to take the children and make them work for them. It explains all of this in the book, what they're going to do. And what do? You fall right in line with what's going on, you know? You are on an individual spiritual journey. That's what this is all about. You are realigning your spiritual self with the universe, with source, okay? Now, before the break, we're talking about, and Jesus said, my Father is greater than I. He does the work. Now, how is he doing this work? The entire universe, now, this is something that you have to think about. The entire universe works for you. And when you think something, you're beginning to bring it into existence, but before it gets there, you start thinking about something else. And the next thing you know, you've lost what you were thinking about the first time to gain what you want the second time. And then you start thinking about something else, and you keep losing because you're constantly changing your thought process to what you want. If you have a plan, this is a methodology that you can use to bring what you want into existence. If you have a plan, don't start at the beginning. Start at the end of what you want to realize with this plan and work from that point, what you're going to need all the way back to the very beginning. Then you take your first step. Now, once you do that, you know each and every step that you're going to need and what you're going to need along the way, and you won't change your focus. You won't change your thought process. So when you get from point A to point B, what you need is there. When you go from point B to point C, what you need is there. When you go to point C to point D, point D, what you need is there. Everything that you're going to need to go from the beginning to the end of your journey is going to be provided for you, provided that you stay focused on what you want in the first place. You want this, you change your mind, you want that. You change your mind, you want this. Source is going crazy because they're, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to deal with this crazy person. This person changes their mind every 5 minutes. Realize what you want and where you want to end up at and what you want to end up having. Calculate what you're going to need to be there. Then you go backwards, step by step by step, and you say, this is the first step I have to take on the journey. You might have to study something or buy some books to learn more about where you're going. That might be the first step that you have to take. Information. You need information about what you're doing, what you want, where your journey is going to take you. So this is what I suggest you do. Don't start at the beginning. Start at the end, okay? You're on a religious spiritual quest. All of you are. Whether you know it or not, this is what you're on, because we are spiritual people. But the journey don't begin inside the church. The journey don't begin inside the mosque. That's not where the journey begins at, because if you study, like you say, you believe in the teachings of Jesus and Muhammad and Buddha and all of them, if you study those teachings properly, you'll see that that's not where the journey begins. And none of them started their journey in the places that that I just talked about. Look at what they did. How did they start their journey? Okay? Jesus didn't start out in the synagogue. No, he had to go to the mountaintop individually to get himself connected. That's what he had to do. Okay? Muhammad had to go into a cave. Buddha had to sit under a tree. I'm just saying, this is what they did. It's an individual journey that you have to take. If you want to hook up with the groups later on, that's fine. But understand, they're there to make money. Now think about this. This is what Will I Am was alluding to earlier about them being in there to make lots of money and profit. Studying Jesus, how many tithes did Jesus take from the people? None. He didn't collect no tithes. When you go into church and they want tithes, who are they following? They're not following Jesus because he didn't do that. Okay? He gave. He didn't take. We're following him. They're following somebody else. Since you're not following Jesus, you don't know what the heck is going on, you know? Some churches now, you got to show your bank statement before you become a member. They want to know. They want that 10%. Oh, boy. I just was hit that we only got 90 seconds to go here. There was a lot more I had to share. But just think about this for a minute, okay? And my next thought was for you to wake up and smell a coffee. The book with the secrets of the universe in it, and it's right in front of you, right? But you have to go in with a pure heart. And go in with whoever you consider your deity. Go in with that. And you will gain the wisdom that you need, because all the wisdom that you need is in there. Okay? But the thought process that you're going in with, all right, I suggest you follow the teachings of Yahshua ben Bedera, whom they call Jesus Christ, that's in the book. Look at what he said. Think about what he's saying. Because that's not what we're doing. We listen to what the preachers are saying, and some of the preachers don't have a clue to what's going on out there or in the book, okay? Think about what Jesus is saying. He's telling you, you know, Jesus has so much regard for you, so much respect for you and what you can do. He that eats will become greater and do greater works than me. I only got about 10 seconds here. I just want to thank you again for being on the line. And, brother, we'll hopefully next week your phone will be working properly. Remember, love is to act that make others feel good. This is your brother, Elohim, signing off. And I will talk to you someone next week. Peace.